What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
The news matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, Paige.
I'm Paige, and we begin with this. Our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. And I have a question for the room. Do you use toilet seat liners?
Oh, you're talking about ass gaskets.
Those are rarely available. Those dispensers are usually empty when I've stuck my fingers in there and fooled around.
To be true.
I use them as a last resort, not for the purpose
to wipe with.
Yeah,
for
toilet
paper.
Yeah. And I've joined you in that. It's like it's not. It's kind of abrasive.
It's like a half a ply, if any. Like,
yeah, your fingers will go through.
Okay, so
especially when you poke them up like that.
If you think this works to protect you from bacteria,
tongue goes through,
or viruses, or anything on the toilet seat, think again.
I still will think that forever.
Because the BBC is reporting that thin paper like that doesn't actually block germs.
Wait, who's reporting it?
BBC.
Yeah. Well, what does LWC say?
So,
can you doo-doo reverse cowgirl?
You asked me that from time to time.
I told you.
Back in college, when I would study, I would sit there and use it like a little desk. Paige, have you ever taken a dump?
Don't lie.
Taking a dump.
No.
You've never taken a dump?
No, not reverse cowgirl.
What about upper decker? You've done an upper decker.
I don't know what that means.
It's just straight in the bowl.
Have you ever had to hold on to both grip bars?
No.
I have.
Do you have stirrups on your toilet?
No. I have two toilets at my house.
Oh, I need one as fat as I am, fat ass.
Your dogs ever try to use your bidet like a water fountain?
Well, how you talking about her feet or actual dogs?
No, I don't have a bidet.
You don't have one?
You thought you did?
Oh. If I get one, it's got to be hooked up by the city because it ain't going to be one of these hook it up to the toilet.
Yeah, I need a pressure washer.
Lowe's got to come hook
mine. I mean,
they
are nice. They probably help with a lot of problems that you may have.
What do you mean, my guy?
I mean, us having a bidet is like a trucker washing off his, mud flaps. His Yosemite Sam flaps.
Yeah, I used to go get my car washed once a week, and then I'd go to the farm and come back, look like I just went to the gulches. Like, I'm not getting it washed that often.
I'm not being judgmental, but you say that you have a lot of diarrhea problems.
That was for, you know what? It's not a problem. It's part of my life. It's who I am.
Okay.
I was born that way.
Not judging you.
It's part of my story.
If you can be born with diabetes, sickle cell, many others, I could be born with diarrhea.
Okay. You be you.
Diarrhea.
When I walk down a hall, I literally sometimes feel things fall. I've laid in the bed. I felt things spread.
Yeah.
I was on a ladder one time.
Yeah.
I felt something splatter.
He was
That's so lovely.
Oh, what was that one?
Those were like everything when I was a kid. I used to know all of them.
I was thinking one about the slide, but I think I gave it away.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Yeah, he was sitting in a chair and had one full of hair. That's not a good one.
That's a hairball.
That's even worse.
I ain't a cat.
Well, there was a study a few years back and found 9%
of us... Did lesbians in the 70s get that? Go ahead, Paige.
Just avoid public toilets completely. 21% of us hover.
Yes!
And to 63% of us just go for it.
Boo.
Raw dogging on the toilet.
God, no. Oh, man.
That's the best way to describe
Which,
it.
I use more protection when I take a dump than I do.
If you think of all the things that you can get if there's no maintenance to get rid of all the bacteria, all the viruses,
right,
all the germs, and how many people...
Do they make butt sanitizer, Fat Boy? And is it smelling different than hand sanitizer?
It depends on, you talk about in the bottle or you wait till somebody applies it.
I just meant people wipe down machines at the gym. They wipe down, I'll see them at the pharmacy. The little stylus you got to sign the little screen with. They'll come over every once in a while and wipe that down, which you're a pharmacy, you should.
Or you can be like,
unless you really want people to stay sick.
I have a little
and have to come there all the time, thing
of alcohol.
They probably spit in the
hand. You can spray and then wipe it down with toilet paper and then use the seat.
What about our softball team when you were, I don't want to say it, but you were sliding into first and you felt a sudden burst?
Oh.
That's what it was.
Well,
it was actually good.
That's why you wear the stirrups when you play baseball. That way, if you, it won't come out of your pants leg. It'll just go down to your socks.
I'm not going to say the other one I found.
That's why they, that's why the St. Louis Browns were called the Browns. Like the red, the red socks, red legs, all those.
Okay, more to
Browns.
More to the story, specifically about women. Experts say hovering isn't great either because it's harder to fully empty your bladder, and for women, it can give you a UTI.
Dude,
and those are painful, and you never want
those. Had one of them, too. But I don't sit there and, like, when people go to the bathroom, number two, most people are not in there doing what they're doing. It's a break. It's a...
They're on their phone.
On the phone.
Yeah.
And, like, when I go
calling,
in there...
talking.
I am... pile driving that number two. Get out.
To, you got to put in some work.
I'm exercising it. I'm like, get out of me, demons, now!
Especially if you're working on time. Like, you know, our job is time sensitive.
A moment ago, I know.
So what do you do?
You had to skedaddle out of here really, really fast, and you used some...
Jug was saying during the race sometimes when he's driving in his Chevy and he feels something heavy.
It's diarrhea. Yeah.
That's it. So here's some suggestions, some tips for you, if you will. Touch as few surfaces as possible when you're in there.
I like
maybe
that.
Maybe use some toilet paper over your hands if you don't have gloves.
I even waste an extra paper towel to open the door. That's right. Because
yeah,
there's a lot
to.
Of people with piss fingers that don't wash their hands. And doo-doo fingers, too.
We don't have the hook on the bottom, too. So you can't hook it with your foot to open the door.
But... I know people, and I've done it in the past. I don't do it anymore. I used to, in public restrooms, flush the toilet with my foot.
Mm-hmm.
Quit doing that, too.
Okay,
because I have all kind of animal feces on above my feet.
So, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so.
Gosh.
So once you.
Oh, my gosh.
Once you flush the toilet, leave. Don't stay in there and stay on the phone because these tiny little droplets.
Yes.
When flushed. Can have pathogens in it.
And then if you don't close the toilet, it's like Hiroshima of doo-doo particles.
So what are you worrying about in the bathroom? Fungus?
Yep.
Pathogens?
Eight.
Viruses? They're all the herpes.
I tell you my favorite one.
HPV. Simplex 1 will give you a
all this sword. Is on the toilet seat?
Yes.
What if it's running down your leggy and it smells like scrambled eggy?
Diarrhea.
That is awful.
Diarrhea.
You know, kids, make that a TikTok trend today. Come up with new diarrhea things.
Please bring it back. Yo mama jokes have gone away. Don't let this go away,
God,
too.
Dude, that's true. And you can't, you know, oh, or beepers, VCR. What's VCR? None of that's fun.
What about, oh.
They're so against shaming everything now. Like, remember mom shaming? I mean, that was all the rage in the 80s and 90s. Yo mama jokes. I mean, there was a show based on it. What, right? Wasn't there?
It was, yeah, I mean, there was. Fez hosted it, Wilmer Valderrama.
Yeah.
They would meet in odd urban places and tell Yo Mama jokes.
It looked like they were about to square off like the Warriors, that movie. Like they were going to fight. And it turns out, no, we're just going to fight with comedic terms.
Oh, boy.
It's like a roast, but you think someone's strapped and someone's going to catch a gat. Catch a hot ball in them. Get their shirt wetted up. You know what I'm saying? It's the way you'd say it in the 90s. Uh-oh. Go hide. Here comes the ghetto bird. You know? The helicopter.
God, I'm trying to think of a new one. I got half of one, but I need the first half.
I mean, really, Ice Cube and the others, they don't know what they really did. They taught me about the inner city. They were the narrative for that for me. I would have known otherwise. I wouldn't have.
Do I have time for another story?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes or no?
Well,
you look to me for that answer. I have no clue what time it is.
I have to ask
I'm focused
Mr.
on being
Diarrhea
funny.
Over there. So there is a new study asking single people, what is the most stressful conversation to have on a date?
Did you really graduate?
So, yeah.
I put that. What's your degree in?
So here we go. Kids, if you have any kids, that's on there, number six. The only reason why I always ask that is because I've had a bad relationship with my husband's ex, and I've never met her, and she has something against me.
Well, of course. I mean, well, she shouldn't, but that's the all natural.
So that is like, if I date anybody, I always say, I don't want anybody with children because I don't want to go through the mama drama. And because I don't I don't deserve that, and I don't want to go through that ever again because I'm a good person. And at number five.
What about if you thought you had SIDS, but it splashes on your kids?
Oh, God.
Diarrhea.
Jesus.
That's the worst.
I told you I'd happen when I couldn't think of the setup.
SIDS?
Okay.
I couldn't think of the setup. Well, I couldn't say SKIDS because I already said kids. I couldn't say lipids because people wouldn't get the science of it.
Here's another hard
you
got to
keep it simple, stupid. Not you, but for them.
Marriage.
Others.
How many marriages have to come up in a conversation? What is your deal breaker?
If you don't cheat with enough people.
People can lie and say they don't have a deal breaker number in mind, but you do.
If you're with somebody that's been married so many times, who's the problem here?
Like if your name is Bonnie Blue, that's probably a deal breaker.
Okay. Number four, religious
beliefs.
What
if you're not the problem in either time? Go ahead.
If you have a specific belief that someone has to go to church every Sunday,
okay,
that's going to be a deal.
Interesting.
That's going to be a deal breaker because that person is going to be there and expect you to go with them.
This is when I knew that a situation was not going to work. It's when I brought in to the living place, you just got a text, the living place, a plaque that my dearly departed mother gave me, and it said, "For me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And she did not want to hang it up.
No, I wonder why.
Because she's like, "You're making the statement for everybody." I'm like, you're not in, you know? I thought you were believing it. I mean, that was a big eye-opener right there. Wow. It really, really was. It was. But it was more like the tone of, you decided this. I'm like, well, I thought we were on the same thing, you know? Hmm. It's like, oh, we went and voted. I'm going to put a Trump sign in the yard. No, you're not.
Well, here's the top three very stressful conversations when you're dating. Third place, finances. You always have to find out, and somebody has to be truthful with you.
That should never come up if you're dating.
On the third date?
No, but I mean down the road, because if you're with someone who has no future, can't hold a job, has no credit, that's somebody that you don't want to marry.
You know, some of the, like my grandparents wouldn't have stayed together. Johnny and June Carter Cash wouldn't have stayed together.
No.
Elvis and Dan Priscilla. Hey, she didn't call me by name. Hey, good afternoon. That's what she said to me.
But
that's three words that most people just get a hello.
I've never had a man take care of me. I've always provided for myself. So I don't expect.
What do you mean?
Huh?
Not know what you mean.
I've always had I've paid my own rent. I paid my own way. Yeah. I don't expect anybody to.
She pawned the silver spoon.
Take me into their house and take care of me because I just don't want to be that person.
You have a lake house. Have a luxury vehicle.
It's not that. I've dated people that are, when I was living with someone and I was going to school, and I don't want to have to ask someone for money or permission because he's paying the rent at that time. I didn't stay in that situation because he held it. Well, I'm taking care of everything. You're not going to do this. Well, yes, I am because I need to work.
Wow. God, he was like just trying to have like a kept woman.
He was, and he didn't want me to finish with school. He didn't want me to do anything.
God, if I was a woman, I'd be like, okay. Okay.
I know.
You want me to quit?
Are you crazy? You want me to get pregnant and get married? Sure. Hell no.
I want you to become stupid and talk like Nell.
I didn't want that.
I had to stay around the house all day.
No.
Oh, my God.
If I had to
do
pancakes all day long.
I would be nuts if I had to do that. I have to have my own thing. Okay, so second place.
So you're saying like the cohesiveness of even like a shared account would be difficult for you?
No, I've had a shared account, but you have to be able to understand that if you have, just because you hear the balance is a certain number, it doesn't mean you have that much money in the account because everything is allocated for
your car payment. It'd just be easier to split the bills, right?
Your rent.
Yeah, you said in the past you were the bookkeeper of the
relationship. Well, I had to be because it's, well, we have $2,000 in the account. No, we don't, because half of that needs to be spent in 2 days and you just went and bought new boots. So it's just, you know.
I went to Lesbos and got some boots.
I'm a fireman. What do you want? It's called Lebos, by the way.
Am I supposed to fight fires and damn flip-flops?
Was there a shoeless Joe Jackson firefighter? I don't think so. He would have had burned feet.
I will give you an allowance, and you will know how to spend your money. Okay, second place, sex. And then the number one answer is your relationship history. How well are you with doing with relationships?
Poorly. I mean, you asked. I mean,
why though?
I don't know. I mean, I because it's that's where like, look at it this way. There's, and this isn't to say anything good or bad, but like this, you know, there's people that are married 20 years, 25 years, you know, our age, even longer than that, and but they've worked at 10 different jobs the last 10 years. So on the flip side of that, I've had job security, but not the other security. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying, there's people out there who have been married forever and haven't seen job forever. I'm not saying that, but like, you know, it's looking for the, you know, not just pointing out that, oh, that didn't work out. Because it, ultimately, you know, it's going to, everything goes as it goes. I mean, so, you know.
I just want to.
Several of them I prayed would end, and luckily.
When it's bad, it's bad. I know.
Lord, shine down on that one.
I just want to meet someone.
By the way, in concert this weekend
is
with Bush.
Content and happy with their life, and I don't meet very many happy people. Honestly, there's always something where they have to.
You have to have a spontaneous O in front of them, and
no, I just want to be happy. I don't hate. I mean, for every reason, I could be just moping, and but I don't.
Well, I got a list of people I hate, and I wish I could call them out.
The people I don't hate anybody.
You do initials.
The people that I should hate, I've forgiven and moved on.
No, I want to drop dinosaur drop kick a lot of them.
I don't hate
off a building.
I thought it was kangaroo kicking, dinosaur drop.
Whatever Gunnar does, where he does the both leg drop kick.
Oh man,
that's painful.
You know, like that. Yeah, because he's taking a back bump also. Like that's something. Like even with Hogan, rest in peace, brother.
He jumps in the air and kicks people.
Hogan with the leg drop, like, you know, technically, you know, like his heels hitting the ground first, and it's not really
so
going over
gravity,
his neck.
Pulling him down. With
but
weight.
His spine and his butt over the years.
Because this right leg's going to be up more. It's
I mean, like, people think about that over and over. Now, granted, he only wrestled like one time a month.
Plus, he already had hearing issues. That's why you think he's holding his hand.
He's always like, what? Well, Stone Cold, same thing.
Yeah.
You win the championship, you go hard of hearing.
Right.
Stone Cold couldn't hear for nothing.
Well, The Rock lost his sense of smell. He's in there in the cooking, and he's like,
you had to ask people.
Do you just smell what I'm cooking? I have no clue what this is.
Like, I don't know what I'm frying up.
It's crazy.
All right, well, I'm
Hacksaw Jim Duggan had splinters all the time.
And those are your guys' headlines.
And that means he's going to have shingles one day, I understand.
Oh, yep. Lord.
If you've got splinters.
Well, he literally used a piece of wood to get over with. And it worked.
I mean, like, sell me this pen. Like, it's like Vince gave him a bad gimmick. You know, like, okay, your gimmick is, you're a big patriotic guy and you carry a 2x4 with you. Let's see you make that happen. Ho! Then the Godfather stole that from him.
God, Jordan Belfort has a great saying about selling the pen. I wish I could remember what it was. He was the Wolf on Wall Street.
Yeah, Wolf of.
I think it was something like, you got to have the market first. Not everybody needs a pen.
Dude, could you imagine a new movie featuring Jacob Fatu, the Samoan werewolf of Wall Street?
He might say some words he's not supposed to say. But
stolen some culture, I understand.
He might misappropriate, but he's a worker.
Say. That's what they say. All right. Well, you know what? If people talk about culture misappropriation, you tell people in other countries, quit eating our American damn hamburgers. All right? Good morning. How about that one, huh?
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
No.
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 Yeah, I'm in Miami.
You know, she's like so celebrating.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Rated. And granted, I don't know.
Story's so sad.
Did she have like one album?
No, the situation with her was like it was with Robbie Williams. He had one song here, but in Europe, it was massive.
Oh, okay.
Huge star. That's kind of her deal.
She was with somebody who was, it was terrible.
Like, this was her only song really here.
Yeah.
To chart.
She had, boy, that voice. Like, yeah. that's a generational, one of a kind voice, I think. But there's this, yes. God, there's this chick. I gotta learn how to concentrate first off. Let's be honest. How old do you have to be to get Ritalin? All right, can you be too old? I don't know.
You might find out on Friday's FOF line.
Oh, for real?
Why? God, that is eerie.
People say that we need that?
I didn't know that was still a drug people used because it was big back when I was in school.
Yeah.
But somebody called about it for this week. Somebody's having an issue with it.
Oh.
I don't mean like they have an issue. Somebody's taking it from them, like stealing their Ritalin.
But I thought Ritalin is, I thought that was only for kids, so. I thought adults was Adderall. Or a derivative of.
That might be the way now. Back in, you know, our day, we had a principal that was taking it from the kids. You know how they dropped their medicine off of school?
Yeah.
He was taking the Ritalin out of there and taking it.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if he was boofing it, snorting it, banging it, or what. That's where you put it in your arm. You know when people talk about
in your armpit?
No, just like shoot it in the needle.
No.
They call that banging some H, you know, like it's going in your arm.
I just thought about that, though. Like if you can boof, you can sniff. Is there anything in, like,
you don't want to sniff a boof?
Well, no. Dogs do. That's how they shake hands.
What's mainlining then? That's putting it in an artery, right?
Shooting it up.
Yeah, I mean, that's just
what if you took a pill and just stuck it in your armpit and kept it closed real.
You can't pit a pill.
You can't pit a pill?
That's nasty.
No, you can't bagpipe it. That's what it really is.
It is bagpiping a pill. God, you're right.
Oh, my God.
God, I wish I could find this girl. Remy Wolf is this girl's name. She's like, she's one of those chicks. She's got that raspy voice. It's like, God, man. It sounds like, what's the lady? Not Mama Cass, the other one. Janis Joplin. Sounds like she could go work 50-hour a week at a factory and then sing a concert like it's her damn job.
It's not about a look anymore.
Amazing.
Yeah, she. Yeah. I mean, this chick doesn't like. There's. Yeah, she's not like a.
But you know, why take the
what's it matter?
Yeah, why take the traditional route? Trying to get a record deal. Try to get on a label.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, or Amy's try to problem go that was way. Alcohol too.
But oddly though, like her song,
not finishing school.
This me. Song is like, at least here, like you're saying, is like her song, and what it's about is so sad.
Yeah, it really is, because I don't exactly know what her issue was when she passed away.
I don't remember. I know. I thought it was drugs, but I know it was some kind of substance abuse kind of thing.
I was very surprised it made as big a news as it did when it happened. Dude, you just take it too big of a swig.
Yeah, I did, man.
Whatever that. I think it's pineapple juice.
No.
It's
Well, I don't want to name drop them because they haven't paid me.
You know what? I don't blame you. Why would you?
I mean, like, I'm. Am I wrong for that? Like, if I, why would I?
I'll tell you if you were.
Why would I sit here and say, well, yes, I am having this right here right now. Why? They didn't pay me nothing. I bought this. I ain't telling you.
I wouldn't.
If you listen to the end of the show, I'll tell you what I'm drinking right now. You have to listen to the end of the show.
And it's not one of those that some people were of the thought of, hey, if you throw a mention, they might come on. Well, it hasn't worked out yet.
Folks used to come by and bring us trays of these things. And then they were like, oh, okay. Now people use them for liquor mixers. We don't need to do it. It's already there. It's made its place.
You don't know how to work it anymore, do you? People. If you want me to talk about your farm, drop me off a goat. How about that? A studio animal I can have.
You know,
I'll talk about your farm all day.
I've had many people inquire upon, because goats will go in and eat kudzu. I've had many people inquire about that. And I mean, that first off, like,
they're not going to clear
no, they're not going.
Are they going to eat the kudzu?
Yes.
They poof it.
They'll like it.
Kudzu is interesting because it came here from the Orient and it was used to like hide land.
Ugly land.
They used it to hide.
Because you never know how deep it is.
Pyramids.
You don't know how deep it is. Like, I remember at my grandma's house in Appalachian Greer near the dragway where I was walking in her backyard, and it was full of kudzu. And I just remember, and it wasn't like a 50-foot drop. It was probably like a 4 or 5 foot drop. But it felt like 50, considering my weight and impact on the ground. It was like, whoom.
So where, I don't want to lose a gun. Where is kudzu originally from?
From Asia.
He just effing said where it was from.
Asia.
No, but exactly where? I mean, is it in the I don't know if it's jungle or mountain. I just wanted to know.
He said the Orient.
Well, I
they
wanted
got
to know.
Jungles in the Orient, do they? Well, yes, they do.
Yeah. Yeah. What is Vietnam count
as
the Orient?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a jungle for sure.
I don't know if that counts.
Sure
well, I don't think the Orient is really what you say anymore. It's just Asian.
I thought kudzu was brought here as like a FU for...
So, there's...
Like bominous?
No. The real thing was to try to... Like, a lot of land was real barren, and it was a way to like, green it up real quick. But also, like, to hide... bad, you know,
eyesores or whatever.
Eyesore kind of crap. Yeah,
I thought you were gonna say immigrants.
You can always tell when you're driving into a new city, like down a major highway, and you see where the sides of the highway have those big old privacy gates.
Is that for deer though?
No, it's to hide the crappy housing on the road. I saw one the other day, and I'm like,
I don't want to see that.
I know what's over there.
So that's
they're hiding it.
Inexpensive way to do.
But we can't build a wall at the border. But we're going to hide our substandard housing from potential tourists.
It's like if you keep going down 85 South in Atlanta when you pass Mercedes-Benz Stadium and all that. That's where you see like the dilapidated buildings. Yeah.
Speaking of Asia, they when's the last time they had the Olympics? China. That was like the last 8 years or so.
Yeah, somewhat recently.
They were talking about how the area around the airport where all the athletes had to fly in was like really barren and not really nice looking.
Love it.
So they went in with
cleared it all out.
No, they went in with like the kudzu stuff and like greened it up just so it looked good for
Russia
the Olympics.
Russia did that too. They were building like temporary housing that was falling apart.
Cardboard housing.
But they gave them free rubbers though. Remember that?
Yeah. Nice. Putin, what are you doing?
What are you going to do? You going to hold another WNBA star hostage? Is that what you're going to do?
Gallivanting in Alaska.
For weed, man.
You ought to be fixing the housing. For athletes.
Right.
You little bald man. I saw your leg shake, too. You're not going to be with us much longer, are you, Putin?
Boy, I tell you what. I am
that was a big focus.
So this is a weird thing. I'm almost glad that we're on radio versus TV. Because if people could watch and rewind and go back and look and all this stuff, there's probably times in here when I get all ramped up where it looks like I'm having a stroke or something. And people would replay it and do it in slow motion. Like, look at his eye twitching when he talks.
We would get so many pictures.
He's Illuminati because his eye is twitching on the left hand side. I'm like, what?
They have videos of Paige falling asleep when she does her noise.
I know. She's over there.
Look at her right now. They'd be pausing that forever and freaking.
Yeah. Paige is laying back in her chair. And you know that stretch you do when you just stretching out? Oh, good. She's like, wow.
I'm not.
It's like when Anna Nicole Smith was in that one movie and she goes way back when she's in the bed.
It was like, wow.
She was naked, too.
I think an Egyptian would jump on your chest and try to ride you. It looked like camel humps. Really did.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you.
Mother.
Hey, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Do
you need to, for real, you gotta.
You just kind of.
Something you maybe look up online, like Fat Boy knows, and Paige, I don't ever mess with it, but the board, I guess it's the years of finger sweat and maybe even some doo-doo particles, who knows, on the button. It's a little,
God, I hope not.
It doesn't like fully go in. You got to like press it all the way down.
There's a little bit of delay in it. I was going to call somebody to kind of look at it, but I'm like, I kind of had a situation you had yesterday where I was like, I'll think better of it, but you handled yours in a much more funnier way than
you think. The pot's going out.
It's just a delay in.
It's a little sticky. He's got to like press it all the way down. What did I do yesterday?
There was a
about the award, which by the okay, go ahead.
You mentioned you opened the door. You're going to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
And there's a lot of commotion outside, like unheard of for a Monday, to be honest with you.
Yeah, a lot. Matter of fact, Paige went out first.
She did go out first.
And then you, I heard this, don't say too much, but it was a...
There was a commotion. But I saw it when you opened the door enough, or I could see what was going on. But then you dropped the beautiful line. You turned around immediately and said, F that. And then you kind of
turn around and walk back in here.
But when you said,
I thought it was a tour.
When you said it and you turned around, the person that was in the hall, I saw they head immediately lock in here, and I'm like, I know what's about to happen.
Oh,
so you're kind of hiding behind the little wall back here.
And I know.
Somebody popped in.
Trying
and said,
to pop my foot out of my mouth.
Oh, okay.
Somebody popped in and said, "Want to meet?
Hey guys, you want to meet someone? Someone here wants to meet you."
Oh, that's nice.
And those are always awkward because.
You don't know, like, it's the weird, it's like, let's make a deal. Like, they'll come in the, first off, think about this. You're at your work, or wherever you are, and I'm not making anything out. It's actually kind of funny. You're at work or whatever, and somebody sticks their head in your office. You're in there with a couple other people, and they say,
yep.
Hey, guys, someone here wants to talk to you. Would you like to meet them? The door's open. They're clearly right there.
Right. Like,
hell no. We ain't meeting nobody.
Piss off.
Like, the door, you have to. And of course, we wanted to, but it's the awkwardness of it. So I want the future things. We will meet people. We're not Steve Martin who doesn't meet people.
This is not like Imus in Private Parts where he
don't
says F
have
off.
To ask. If the blinking light's on, feel free. I can't believe I'm saying that.
But I can't either.
Feel free. But don't.
Come on in.
Next time someone asks, I'm going to say no, and to make them feel silly.
Because
I guess I don't have no stroke around here. He wouldn't meet you.
It is rarely you meet somebody that's the icebreaker. Usually it's us. I get into a mode privately. If I'm in a conversation with people, I know when it needs to be picked up.
It's kind of a catch-22 around here with you guys. I mean, you don't know how... They don't know how you're going to be on the other side.
See, I would like to know
that. I get that.
I would love to know what that perception is.
Not saying
that. It's so cloudy because... I told you recently, again, we got to work here, so I can't like fully reveal all, but like there was, you know, I said something to Mark back November, December, I guess.
Yeah, I might have heard
it. It's like, hey, does so-and-so got an issue with me or something? Or the whatever? And they're like, no, I don't think so. Why would they? I was like, because like when I speak to them, I don't walk past you in the hallway without speaking. I don't care if I've seen you three times that morning. Right. I can't not bypass you and not acknowledledge your presence.
I'm always
even if
pleasant.
It's a, there you are again, or don't you ever leave, or, you know, some kind of bull crap like that.
You know, I don't like that question because the boss always knows the answer before, like, he knows before he asks the question.
Well, you think, like, maybe, what, so the guy never, he would just, I mean, not, you know, just... wouldn't look at me. He would look down. And I was like, "So you have an issue with me?" He's like, "No, but he says you guys are kind of intimidating." I'm like, what?
Can we legit?
Where does that come from?
I feel like this would help everybody out. Can we do an anonymous survey where people could be honest and be like, give us an assessment?
I realize, and I have admitted to this before, when I am sitting out anywhere or whatever, and I have a resting dickhead face. Like, I'm not just sitting there just smiling. I'm usually bad postures.
I heard that wrong.
Like this.
Not a face you can rest one on, but yeah.
No. I'm not Peyton Manning's doctor. No. But, like, you know, I don't probably look approachable or whatever, but I am.
I'm not saying.
Really are.
But I'd be goofy if I'm sitting there just smiling. Just smiling all weird, just looking. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to be wherever I'm at, but I'm probably just sitting there with a.
Well, it's almost
a
like
fastest
yeah,
look.
But I'm not saying us because we're pretty, you know, crazy things happen. People walk in all the time, and we don't know what's going on in the hallway. But there might be other people in the building that are a little upset if you walk in the room,
or if you have a guest on. And you know what? I'm just speaking for me. If you have a guest on your show, don't bring them by to meet us because they didn't do our show.
Yeah, it's really, it's very odd how guests that we've had on before will do other shows but not come say hey.
I mean, that's where I don't give a damn if we're in the same building or not. I don't.
Dude, Carlos Mencia is the only one that will stop by and see us, even if he doesn't do the show for whatever reason.
You know what? We would have had him on had we known. They didn't. But, like, it's competition. I mean, it is. And I don't think any, which has made me now wonder about the award that's now missing. Is it some kind of, you know, some kind of vendetta against that or whatever? I notice now there's a new Shinedown autographed lithograph over here. So,
God, I didn't even notice
dude,
that.
Right? It's right there by Paige's TV. It's
my TV.
It's like in a dark corner.
It's the TV in the back of your head watches.
That I never watch.
They're coming to town this weekend. They've already got that here.
Yes. So, but the award is gone. This nice lithograph. So clearly, who stole the award? Shinedown. They stole the award.
Brent Smith stole it, didn't
they? They felt bad and left us a signed lithograph.
That's nice.
They're probably already in town.
We're going to it was trade you.
I mean, that's nice, okay. But they don't equal, like, awards are hard to come by for us.
Like, we win.
Creative Loafing, like, ever. That's not a thing anymore, so can't get those.
No.
I want to quit giving awards.
That was nice to win, though. That was, like, year three of the show we won that. That was, like...
Metro Beat can't give us an award anymore.
Metro Boomin could, though, if you'd like.
Yeah.
I'd accept that. It's probably gold.
I mean, I'd rather have the award. So where is that?
Matt, you shouldn't say that on the radio like that. Your company man. I mean, you're talking about Mark or Steve. Your company man will hear that and find out that you're not all team. Well, but if I was the boss, I would like the fact that my team was competitive against each other.
Haven't you been told the opposite? I don't know. I don't get that text.
That I'm not?
No, you've been told the opposite, right? They're saying they'll think you're not the team. Maybe you've been told you're too much of the team before. I don't know.
No, I've been told I overthink, or no, I care too much is what I've been told by management.
I don't think I've ever been told that.
Never. future managers of America, never tell your employees that. It didn't change me, but it made me think like, what? I care too much. You gonna mess around? I ain't gonna give a damn no more.
Like caring too much is going and cleaning everything. Like it's not really doing all that. So I don't really know the context of.
You care too much. You never shut up.
Like I feel like I care just the right amount, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been accused of caring too much.
You do it right though. You don't show all your you know, like if. You've had people, you know, like Jeff or whatever, like shadow you and try to learn the board or whatever. And I know for a fact you didn't teach him all his. Why would you?
When somebody comes in here,
the good parts out.
It's like Jug. He's like, if you know, one of these young racers.
Not gonna show you how to race fast.
Tell me how to do it.
No, like when interns come in here or tours.
Until I retire.
I'm like, look at the size of this board. It takes a long time to learn how.
You gotta have long arms.
You're such a liar.
Sometimes you gotta do it like a full 180 to hit the dump button when a girl says BS on the radio, like earlier.
I'm like, you see this right here, where I play that exit music four times in a segment. You don't want to learn how to do that. It's very hard.
Have you already played it just now?
Like three times at least.
All right. Paige will do some news next. Does she have time to do a tease?
No, but go ahead.
Okay.
Well, no, you can't do that. That's like saying, should we whip him? Yeah, one spank and then that's it.
How about if I say 38% of us have lied about this?
Okay.
Find out what that is next in your Rise Guys headline.
Being on time, probably.
This is the Rise Guys. Matt Mann, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.